From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Powerful storms pounding the South have destroyed and damaged homes and uprooted trees and spawned a number of tornadoes. The death toll from the severe weather has risen sharply. A spokeswoman for Alabama Governor Robert Bentley says at least 128 people have been killed in that state alone. That means across four states, more than 160 people have died. Alabama has been the hardest hit. The university town of Tuscaloosa has been devastated by a powerful tornado. The twister tore the roof off a supermarket, and the rain was drenching the inside of that store. As manager Mike Honeycutt said, it's fortunate no one there was hurt.
We were monitoring the weather radio, and we knew the tornado was on the ground close by. We saw it outside and got all the customers to go to the back of the store where it's safer away from the front.
Debris falling around Honeycutt even as he spoke. Tanya Ott of member station WBHM says there was also widespread damage in the city of Birmingham.
Valerie Adams lives in one of Birmingham's hardest-hit neighborhoods. She was huddled with her son and grandson in her living room watching debris fly through the air outside.
Time we made it downstairs to take cover, I heard just the window start bursting out. I didn't see anything. Everything was breaking in the house and everything. And it didn't last no more than a minute.
Houses were demolished, and she and her two-year-old grandson had to walk on foot to find shelter. For NPR News, I'm Tanya Ott in Birmingham, Alabama.
The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers is preparing a southeastern Missouri levee along the Mississippi River with explosives and a plan to protect towns from flooding and divert the water to farmland. A federal judge will hear arguments today over whether the levee should be intentionally breached. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the Fed will phase out its controversial program of buying hundreds of billions of dollars in Treasury bonds to help bolster the U.S. economy. And Bernanke says he understands the impatience of Americans who have yet to see any sign of recovery. NPR's Tamara Keith says Bernanke made the remarks in his first ever news conference.
Bernanke sat at a table at the front of a conference room. He made a few remarks and then opened it up to questions, which he acknowledged isn't common American central banker behavior.
It used to be that the mystique of central banking was all about not letting anybody know what you were doing.
Bernanke said this press conference was part of an ongoing effort to improve transparency. The Fed said it intends to keep interest rates low for an extended period. Tamara Keith, NPR News, Washington.
A military court in Bahrain has sentenced to death four protesters who took part in the political uprising there, the four convicted of killing two police officers during last month's demonstrations. A roadside bomb in Pakistan has killed at least five people, Navy employees heading to work in Karachi. It's the third such attack there this week. This is NPR News in Washington. The new law overhauling the nation's health care system may result in more people having health insurance, but it probably will not reduce crowding in hospital emergency rooms. NPR's Julie Rovner reports that at least is the opinion of the nation's emergency room doctors.
Conventional wisdom says many people go to the emergency room because they don't have health insurance. But that's not the case, according to a new survey released by the American College of Emergency Physicians. The ER doctors say a bigger factor in ER crowding is people with insurance who can't get in to see a doctor. 97% of doctors surveyed said they treat low-income patients with Medicaid every day who can't find another doctor to take that insurance. The same percentage of doctors also said they treat patients every day with private insurance and private doctors who send them to the ER, usually because the private doctor's offices are closed. The emergency doctors say they expect when more people get insurance under the new law, ER use will go up, not down. Julie Rovner, NPR News.
GOP Congressman Dean Heller of Nevada has been named to fill out the remaining term of Republican Senator John Ensign. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports Ensign is resigning amid an ethics probe.
Ensign's career crashed to a halt when he admitted to having an affair with a married staffer. Now Nevada's governor chose sitting Congressman Dean Heller to move from the House to the Senate and fill Ensign's seat. That means Nevada now has a vacant seat in the U.S. House, so there will be a special election later this year. Political analysts will watch the coming campaign for that seat for clues to how voters are feeling as the 2012 general election approaches. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.
And I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR.